Blog Talk Radio.
Certified Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me.
The crew, the only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Was I'm born on that Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it bad, do it right. Don't be worried about what the fool says. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes
so
me go hard.
Production.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes
so
me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
Alright, alright, alright. Welcome. 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 This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher, 33, and today is Thursday, April the 2nd of 2015, and the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we want to continue, reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the area of giftedness and busyness. One of the things that's really, really important in the area of business is what you don't know can actually really, really hurt you in the long run. Now, as you know, for me, business is always purpose-based, meaning that it's a mental disposition. In other words, who you be should be the same thing as who you do. In other words, who you are being should be the same thing as what you are doing. But the problem that I ran into, and the problem that no one really broke down until I was in it, was the difference between purpose-based business and purpose-based employment. One of the things that's very, very important to understand that we live in a day and age where self-employed entrepreneurship is prevalent. We see a lot of that. But there's a big difference between self-employed or self-employment or being employed, even if it's purpose-based, versus a business or a system that is purpose-based. And see, it took me a while to figure that out because no one, again, it should be common knowledge, but it's not. That's the reason for the show. It's to make sure that you understand the difference, and so that way you can set your purpose-based production, business, or employment. So that way you know there are six keys or six things. There's really seven keys or seven things that you really want to make sure that you understand in the area of busyness or in the area of business. And so when we talk about this, the first thing that we must understand is we must basically lay down some understanding or some terms. And so when we talk about an entrepreneur, we know that an entrepreneur is someone who seeks basically to work for yourself. So a self-employed entrepreneur is someone who's self-employed. You're still employed, but you're employed by yourself. Now, I thought that being self-employed and owning a business was the same thing, but it is not, as you will see with these seven keys that we're looking at today. Many people that are self-employed, they just created another job for themselves. They did not create a business for themselves. Let me say that again. Many people who are self-employed have not created a business for themselves. They did exactly what I did, and they created another job for themselves. Now, you know that in a job, again, you get paid off of your efforts. In a business, you get paid off of the system. That one key is the difference between day and night. In fact, that one key is so profound, I would put all my money on the fact that most of us are aware of it, but we are not aware of it because we don't know how to build it. So I thought that I was building a business, but what I did was I built a job for myself. Now, even though I was self-employed, I was still employed. I still had to go and punch a clock. I still had to be there. When I opened up my coffee shop, my bookstore, and learning center, I was owned. I was employed by that particular purpose. I did not have a business. I created a job. A business is a system that runs without you. A business is a system, again, that's based upon principles, process, and procedure. Brothers and sisters, it's important that you build a business, not create another job for yourself. Now, is there anything wrong with creating another job for yourself? Absolutely not. Just make sure that you understand the difference between those two dynamics. Because if you can understand the difference between those two dynamics, starting off in the business or starting off in the beginning, you know the difference between a purpose-based business versus a purpose-based job or purpose-based employment. Even though it's self-employed, even though you're working for yourself, you still are employed. You still got a job. You still got to punch the clock. You still are trading dollars for hours. And so it is this understanding of the difference what separates, again, being purpose-based employed by yourself from being purpose-based business owned by yourself. You don't own the job, but you own the business because the business is a system. And so the goal, my brothers and sisters, is to understand the difference between these two terms that most people think that they know, but until you get in it, you'll find out that you can't win it because you've just set up another job for yourself. And so the number one thing that we've got to do starting right off the bat, number one, is understand what purpose is. So the first thing, in order to have a purpose-based business, you can't have a business that is based upon cash. It must be based upon calls. So the first thing to establish a purpose-based business or a purpose-based job or self-employment is to make sure that it's purpose-based. Make sure that it's not a skill. It's not a talent. It's not a trade. Make sure it's not a hobby. 99.99% of the people that I know, they don't have a purpose-based business. They got a great system. They got a great business, but it's not purpose. That's not their purpose. That's not why God put them on the planet. The reason I can tell, because when they get off, they go do something else that they say is their hobby. But I find out that most people spend more time doing their hobby when they get off work than they do when they are at work. So your hobby really should be your job or your business, but it is not. When you find purpose, it's 24/7, 365. That's what you do all day, every day. So the number one thing is to make sure that your business or your job that you create for yourself is purpose-based. Number two is mindset. Now, what do I mean by mindset? There's two different mindsets. One is the business mindset. The other is the employment mindset. Very important. Let me say that again. One is a business. The other is an employee or employment. Now, both are great. Just know the difference. That's all we're saying. We're not saying one is better than the other, although systems, in my humble opinion, are better, again, than jobs. But, again, it's totally up to you. But number one, mindset. A business mindset, understand that I have a system that I am trading for dollars. An employment or self-employed mindset states I have time that I am trading for dollars. That's the mindset. Now, brothers and sisters, this is really, really important. Because if you can understand that, then your time, your business should free up your time. Your employment will take up your time. That's a big difference. Business will free up your time because you put people in place to run your systems. You have a system that you've developed that is duplicatable. But employment is you are the only person that can do that. You are a photographer, you've just created a job for yourself. Because if you ain't snapping pictures, no money is being made. If you are a barber, you just created a job for yourself. Because if you ain't cutting hair, there's no money being made. You must take your purpose, and you are trading your purpose for dollars. That is a job. A system is you trade your gift, which is a system, for dollars, not your time and not your energy for dollars. Two totally different mindsets. However, if you don't break these two mindsets down, you will find yourself creating a job for yourself, not a system. That's what I did. That's why I'm doing the show. It's very important to understand the difference because I created a very good, now, although it is a good job, it's still a job. So now I'm in the process of converting my job into systems that are duplicatable and systems that are transferable. So that way now I'm trading system for dollars instead of my time for dollars. Both time and system is based on purpose. But just make sure that you understand the difference between the two so that way you can free up your time and still create wealth or create money for yourself. Everybody I know don't do that. Neither did I, because nobody taught me. I didn't know. That's why I'm doing the show for you today, so that way you don't make the same mistake that I made. I created a great job for myself, but every day I had to get up at 6 a.m. and I had to go to that coffee shop, that bookstore and learning center, and I had to sit there, whether customers came in or not. If I was sick, if something happened, I didn't make any money. So I had a job. That's totally different from a system. A system works whether you're there or not. Systems are self-contained, oscillating, vibrating systems. So that's number two. Now, number three, again, remember the terms and the definitions that we stated at the beginning of the show. Because if you can remember that while I'm talking, everything I'm saying makes sense. Number one, purpose. Number two, mindset. You got a business mindset. You got an employee mindset. Number three, profit. Now, you got a business profits or you got employee profits. What do I mean? In business, brothers and sisters, we must understand that a business owner, most if not all of the profits are made while the individual is absent. It is absentee. The system makes the profits. In an employment, in self-employed, even though it's purpose-based self-employment, purpose-based self-employment states if you take yourself out from your work, you do not make any money. The profits diminish when you remove yourself, not your gift. Again, profits inside of a business system are based upon your gift. Profits inside of an employment system is based upon you administering your gift. Two totally different things. The gift should administer itself. The gift should be self-contained. The gift should be packaged inside of a system that vibrates on its own. So while you're sipping pina coladas on the beach in the Bahamas, your gift is making room for you and taking you before kings. Two totally different systems that I never hear nobody talk about, and I wish to God someone had told me this before I started my coffee shop, my bookstore, and my learning center, and before I put all my cash, all my time, all my energy, and all my money into this. I wish I had somebody who telling you, if you're listening to what I'm saying, is the difference. It will save you your life because The amount of time and energy and money that me and my wife put into that coffee shop, bookstore, and learning center, we can't get that back. The mistake that we made was we developed jobs for ourselves. We didn't develop a system that ran by itself. And if you don't understand the difference between this, when you get your Dale Kinnear report, you will start at your purpose, and you'll go out and you will create a job that you got to go to every day. And although it is your purpose, and although you love it, guess what? You are capped because there's only a certain amount of time in a day. So I don't care how much I love counseling, I have to counsel. That is a job. I can only fit so many clients unless I can clone myself. That is not a duplicatable system. That's not a business. That is a purpose-based job. Although it is a good job, it's still a job. Let's be crystal clear. If I get sick, I can't counsel. I don't make no money. That's why I changed my business model. That's why I'm hoping to God you're listening to what I'm saying. Because if you're listening to what I'm saying, this is resonating with your spirit. And your spirit is going to identify with the terms and the definitions that I'm using. Because God wants you to be free. He doesn't want you to be nailed down, not even by your purpose or your gift. Because it is your availability that God is after. It is not your ability. If you don't have no availability because you're tied down, then the enemy has just trapped you inside of a system. Although it is a very good one, it's still a system. It's still a trap. Number four, expertise. Now, this one is a big one. Now, remember, these are the seven keys to establishing a purpose-based business versus a purpose-based job. Both are great. Just make sure you go in with your eyes wide open. I did not have the luxury of having a mentor to share with me what I'm sharing with you. It is my prayer. This information that I'm giving you right now is worth thousands of dollars. But because it's free, unfortunately, most people are not going to, they're not going to get it. That's why I'm discontinuing. I'm slowly removing myself out of this because, again, people don't value it. People don't understand the value. Because people associate free with being non-valuable. So the more expensive, people ask me, Doc, why you charge $499 for a book? So that way people can understand the value of it. I would give the book away for free, but I can't. Why? Because I'm cursing you. Because if I give it to you for free, you don't understand the value of it. You can't. It's human nature. It's the way that we're wired. I wish it wasn't so, but that's the way that it is. That's why I charge $300 for a Dale Kinnear report. That's why this show, I should be charging you at least $500. Because number four says expertise. This is my expertise, brothers. This is my expertise, sisters. But you don't value my expertise because I didn't charge you for it. So the fourth key to understand the difference between whether you are creating a system that vibrates on its own, that while you're sipping pina coladas on the beach in the Bahamas, you're still making money hands over fist. Or you just created a job that if you ain't there, your money ain't there. See, a business, a purpose-based business, will outsource pieces of the business to someone else to run that particular area of the business. Because that individual knows that's not their gift. Now, see, I didn't do that. When I set up my business, I did my editing. So when people read my books, they see flaws in my books. They see the word O-R instead of A-R-E. So they see small little errors because I didn't set up a system. I set up a employment, self-employment, purpose-based job, a purpose-based employment. Nothing wrong with that. You got to bloom where you plant it. You got to start where you are. But once you start oscillating and vibrating and you find somebody who has a degree in English and then you trade in exchange for them editing your products, maybe you give them the product free until you get to a position where you can pay. I had people offer to do that service for me. I said no. Why? I wanted to maintain control over my systems. Big mistake. Because now I created a job for myself because now I got to edit every book. And that's not my lane. That's not my gift. My gift is teaching, not editing. But because of a flaw in my thinking and because of the dark side of my gift, remember the dark side of giftedness, that compulsive leader? That was me. Remember that paranoid leader? That was me. Remember that passive-aggressive leader? That was me. It is my prayer that you guys are listening to what I'm saying and you can learn from my mistakes, because all I did was I created a great, great job. I still got to punch a clock. But them days are over, because I asked the Father to under, over, and understand. And so, again, I live in the dark so that way you don't have to. People ask me all the time, Doc, how do you know what you know? The only way I know that I know what I know is because I'm in the dark. Now, it is my prayer that you don't have to go in the dark, that you can learn from me. I'm already in it. And so I stayed in the dark. Now I can see in the dark. So there is no darkness, because when I made this system, I realized when I was sitting inside my coffee shop, my bookstore and learning center, and the class was coming in, and my wife got sick, and we took her to the doctor, and the doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. And basically, she was working there. She was working another full-time job. She had a part-time job. She's going to school full-time. She's taking care of her children, actively involved in the church. So she just was basically burnt out, tired. She needed a break. Why? Because I was too blind, driven by greed and my own desire, that I didn't see that I basically worked my wife almost into a grave, because somebody had to be there. I just created another job for her, and she already had one. That was the dark side of giftedness, brothers, blinded by greed and ambition. You're going to kill yourself and the people around you. Make sure, brothers and sisters, that you take your gift and your gift make room for you, not you. If you are prostituting your gift, you're making the same mistake that I did. I took my gift and I prostituted it. I cast my pearls among swine. An expert under over and understands, because he's sensitive to the spirit. A true leader understands his lane. He stays in his lane, and he draws to himself other people who are gifted in the lanes or in the areas that he's not gifted in. But if a self-employed individual will always try to run every aspect of a business, and they will try to keep the quality up because they can't afford to hire anyone out. Now, when I say they can't afford it because their mindset is like mine. They don't understand how to barter. They don't understand that it's not about money. It's about energy. It's about currency. Your currency, again, is your consciousness. Do you know that your body is the physical manifestation of your mindset? If you want to change your body, change your mindset. Do you want to know that your economic status, your wallet, is the physical manifestation of your mindset? If you want to change the size of your wallet, change the size of your brain. Number five, business owners create systems to address problems. Employees, self-employed, purpose-based, self-employed people, they have to create time to solve problems. So if I want to solve a problem in my business, I got to figure out, how do I make more time? Problem, I need to produce more books. How do I do it? I got to stay up later, sleep less. I got to work more hours. But a business, if I had a business, I would solve my problem by having a system. And so now I've developed systems in every area. So I have a system to write in my books. Now, I've always had the system, but I didn't trust the system. What does that mean? You guys know I can write a book. I have a course out, how to write a book in 7 days. Now, the system was working, and I was working the system. But again, the dark side of my gift, the compulsive part of me, the paranoid part, the passive-aggressive, that bipolar leader that's inside of me, that dark side of my gift, came out and said, don't trust that young lady to write or to edit your books. You do it yourself. So the control freak in me says, you know, thank you for helping me out. Now, everything was working great. I had a system that was working, but I needed control. And so what I did, I created another job for myself. So have you. Now, when I say people, the thing that's really dangerous is that I lied to myself. I was self-delusional, and I told myself that this job is a great job. Even though I'm getting 3 hours of sleep, I was telling everybody, I was proud of the fact that I was getting, you guys heard me say, bragging about the fact that I'm getting 3 hours of sleep. That ain't nothing to brag about. So I'm working myself like a dog, although I love it, and I'm empowered by it, it's still work. That's time that I could be spending with my family. That's time that I could be spending. I don't have time to do anything except sit behind a computer. Now, that's great if that's what you want to do. But it's not great if you want to be available to be effective for the kingdom. So most people don't understand this message. But this message, when you get in it, you're going to understand it. Trust me. When you get in it, you're going to say, you're going to remember, oh, man, I remember hearing a message by a doc telling me, don't create a job for myself, create a business for myself. A business runs whether you there or not. A job, if you ain't there, your money ain't there. So you're a barber, you got a job. Now, you know, you're telling me you got a business, but you're a photographer, you got your personal trainer, you know, everything. Look at me, I'm an author, what do I got? I got a job until I learned to trust the system. Now, I got a business. So now I make money whether or not I'm writing books or not. Why? Because I've set up a system that automatically writes the books. Now I have people who I've commissioned. So I called my Eagles Club, and I called the members, and I let them know, hey, I want you guys to start promoting Dear Kinnear Reports. Instead of me promoting Dear Kinnear Reports, now I'm trusting the system to let the system. Now I got a duplicatable system that is transferable. So that way, again, instead of one person, now I have 10 people assisting me. This is going to turn into 20, then 30, then 40, then 50, then 100, then 2,000. For you know what, I'm going to have a global network of people selling Dear Kinnear Reports instead of just me. Systems, brothers and sisters, but you got to trust the systems. That comes from getting outside of the dark side of giftedness. That was number five. Number six, a business is a system. A business owner always tweaks his system. A self-employed individual has to find a way to put in more hours to make more money. Right now, you listen to this show. If you want to make more money, what are you going to do? You got to work more hours. Everybody listening to this show, if you want to make more money, how do you do it? You got to work more hours. So if I want to make more money, how do I do it? I got to tweak my system. So what did I do? I tweaked my system. How do I tweak my system? I call the members of my Eagles Club and say, hey, guess what? I want you guys to now sell what I do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to teach you guys to do exactly what I'm doing. I want you guys to have your own blog talk shows. I want you guys to develop your own products. I want you guys to refer other people so that way I can accept a system with setting up their system. I just posted a video of one of my worksheets, how to turn your advice into 21 products. Everybody listening to this show, if you should talk one time and you should get paid 21 times, if you ain't doing that, you don't have a business, you got a job. Now, it is a good job. Don't get me wrong. I would rather have a job that's based on my purpose than a job that's not based on my purpose. You got to start somewhere. So, okay, first I had a job that had nothing to do with my purpose. I was pissed off and angry every day of going to work, but I had a job. Then I decided, man, I need to get a job that's purpose-based. So when the corrections, I found out that, hey, man, I was good at this, and so I got into case management. I got into doing stuff that allowed me to share my flaws with previously incarcerated individuals to help them make the transitions so that I became a reintegration specialist so that way I could assist people that was previously incarcerated with making the transition back into the free world. That's my purpose, uplifting the spirit of humanity. I became a licensed and ordained minister. And then I created a job for myself over to my coffee shop, bookstore, and learning center, started doing poetry sets. It was great, but guess what? The poetry set didn't pop off unless I was there. That's a problem. Guess what? I could not, my wife, people would not buy coffee from me. They asked, hey, where's Mama D? Because Mama D was the coffee. So when Mama D got sick, guess what? Customers came in, they looked and said, oh, where's Mama D? Oh, she had to go pick up the kids. Oh, I just lost the sale. Why? They didn't want me to make the coffee. Now, I can make coffee, but is that my purpose? Did God call me? Did he gift me? Did he destine me to make coffee? For whatever reasons, Dee makes coffee way better than I do. For whatever reasons, I can put in the exact same ingredients that I can watch her. I put in the exact same ingredients, and her coffee tastes better than mine. Why? She puts love in her coffee. I'm just making it to make a dollar. I ain't really into coffee like that. I don't even drink coffee. So you see the difference? I owned a coffee shop and didn't even drink coffee. I was in it for cash, homie. I wasn't in it for calls. That's why it didn't work. So we crashed and burned. It wasn't because it didn't work. The coffee shop, I got burned out because I created a job. I already had a job. Now I got two jobs. And everybody listening to this show, you guys are going to do the same thing. You're going to order my Dear Canary Report. You're going to read it. Your Dear Canary Report says that you are gifted at blank. You're going to go out and you're going to start doing blank. But don't do blank unless you got a system that is duplicatable by that allows blank to operate whether you are there or not. That is purpose-based business versus purpose-based employment. And number seven, the most important, one of the most important, number seven, again, is focus. I talk about these three things all the time. Focus, discipline, and order. Brothers and sisters, do you know talent means nothing? Discipline is everything. You give me a man that got discipline versus a man that got talent, I will take discipline over talent any day of the week. So you give me a Kobe Bryant, you give me a LeBron James, you give me a Michael Jordan, but you give me a guy that show up every day, that work hard, I'll take a hard worker over a talented man any day. Why? Talent is something that we don't respect. Discipline is. Focus, brothers and sisters, focus. A business owner knows how to share the solution with more people. What does that mean? My job is not to create more products. My job is to focus on generating more conversion. My conversion rate is too low. Now, I have a graph or a chart. It's called a conversion chart that I use. It's a sales funnel. People ask me all the time, man, why do I do what I do? You notice my Facebook, all the posts and stuff. You know why I'm doing that? Focus. Focus, a business owner knows for his business to grow, he must focus on growth. A self-employed or an employee focuses on satisfying for surviving. Let me say it again. Now, I'm not talking about something I read of a book. You guys know I've been doing this for a long time. Now, all of a sudden, my total business, I'm doing less shows. People are upset. I've totally changed my business model. People don't understand, hey, Doc, what's going on? Because of what I'm telling you right now. So I, again, served and sold. Never sell to survive. See, that's what I've been doing. I've been selling for surviving. That's why I've been struggling. Never sell to survive. Never service to survive. A good business owner understands the difference between service and sales. A business owner shares solutions for service. A self-employee shares solutions for sales. There's a big difference between service and sales. Let me say that one more time. Brothers and sisters, if you don't understand this, you're going to make the same mistake that I did. And you will have a great job. Don't get me wrong. You're going to love your job. You're going to be sold out. You're going to be compassionate. You're going to show up early. You're going to stay late. You're going to make lots of money until you get sick, until a calamity happens in your life, until something happens where that takes your focus, and then your money drops. My business does great when I'm engaged. But the moment I have to take my focus away because my daughter gets sick, I got to go to a graduation, I got to focus on something else, my income drops. Because I don't have, or I didn't have, a business. I had a purpose-based job. Now, I've transformed so I don't sell to survive. I understand the difference between surviving and thriving. Most people do what they do to survive instead of doing what they do to thrive. A good purpose-based, spiritually led leader is sensitive to the Ruach and the Pneuma. And the Holy Spirit will tell you, focus on growth. Focus on service, not sales. Help that person grow. Don't help that person sell. So every member inside of my Eagles Club, I'm focusing on helping each individual grow. I want every member to grow. Because if that individual grows, that individual is going to help somebody else grow. Sales is the byproduct of growth. When you service, people grow. But when you sell, you survive. Service, you thrive. Sell, you survive. So stop selling and start servicing. Now, capitalism will tell you don't do that. That's why I did it. Because all of my capitalistic courses and books that I read say, hey, man, if you don't make no sale, your business. So I was focusing on selling. But inside of my spirit, I knew that I am, now remember the four leadership behaviors, styles or traits. What was number one? A relator. A relator only focuses on relating or relationships. We got the other three, the director, that focuses on things that's totally different. So if you don't know your leadership style, then you're going to make the same mistake that I did. So I knew intuitively that I am designed to relate to people, not manage people. But I went against that small, still voice inside of my spirit because I needed to sell. So I worked for cash, not for calls. So I overrode my leadership skills, the talent that God gave me. I'm not a thinker. I'm not a director. I'm not a socializer. I'm a relator. What are you? If you are a socializer, don't try to be a relator. Now, I can relate to people on a deep, deep, deep level. That's my gift. So I must build my business based upon my gifts, and I must allow my gifts to serve others, and then I will thrive. But if I try to sell relationships, I am going to survive. So the question to you today, brothers and sisters, do you want to make the same mistake that I made? Do you want to develop a business and survive because you just created another job for yourself? Or do you want to create a spiritual system that oscillates and vibrates on the Ruach and the Pneuma? And when people walk in, they're going to say, hey, that brother's a thinker. And so if I need a thinker, I'm going to go to him. Oh, that brother is a director. He knows how to direct. He knows how to set up. He knows how to function. He knows how to set up structure. He's fast. He's decisive. He knows how to make sure that this organization is productive. See, I'm not a thinker, so that means I need to outsource thinking. See, I'm not a director. I need to outsource directing. I'm not a socializer, so I need to outside. I need to get somebody who's a life path five. I'm a six, so I'm a relator. So if I try to be a socializer, I'm not an evangelist. But I can go out and try to be an evangelist, and guess what? I'm a crash and burn because people are going to sense because I'm outside of my lane. Remember, brothers and sisters, the cosmic water can't touch you as long as you are in Christ. There is 200 scriptures to say that be in Christ. And the word Christ, again, means the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. Get in your office, brother. Get in your office. Stop selling and start servicing. Those are the seven keys to establishing a purpose-based business versus a purpose-based employment or a job. Those seven keys, again, number one, find purpose. Number two, make sure you got a business mindset instead of an employment mindset. Number three, make sure you understand business profits versus employee profits. Business profits are money made from the system. Employment profits is money made from service that sells that's based upon you, meaning you are trading dollars for profits versus trading gifts for profits. Number four, make sure that you operate inside your expertise. your lane. Don't try to do me. You got to do you. Everybody has a gift. They got a talent. They got a skill. They got a trait. That's your expertise. Number five, make sure you know the reason why your system works or doesn't work. An employee doesn't care why. They just worry about what. A business owner, not only do they know what they're doing, they know why they're doing it. Number six, make sure that your business is scalable. In other words, when you want to grow your system, don't tweak your time. If you are an employee, you got to create more time to make more money. If you are a business owner, you create a better system to make more money. Number six, number six. Number seven, focus. Make sure that you focus, a business owner focuses on growing his system. A self-employed employee focuses on growing himself. And that's exactly what I said earlier. So that was six. Number seven, last one, number seven, is a business owner services to thrive. An employee sell to survive. Make sure that you're servicing and thriving instead of selling and surviving. I've been doing a lot of selling, and I've been treading water. You ever see a dog in a river, and he's dog pedaling? The dog's head is barely above water. His four little legs is just working nonstop because dogs really are not great swimmers. But is he drowning? Nope. That dog is surviving. Throw a dog in a lake, that dog will survive. But is that dog doing what dolphins do? See, dolphins, they thrive in the water, but dogs survive in the water. Which one are you doing, brother? I'm an eagle. I can't hang out with chickens. So I've been hanging out with chickens. I developed a chicken coop business. Like a chicken, I was pecking on the ground, looking for grain. But I'm transforming that into an eagle-based business. So the Eagles Club is an eagle organization. See, eagles, we don't fly through the storm. We fly above the storm. If you're interested in joining the Eagles Club, again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Go to my website, eaglesclub.com. Eagles is spelled with two S's. www.eaglessclub.com, or go to my main website, masterteacher33.com. Again, main website, masterteacher33.com. Brothers and sisters, again, make sure you have a purpose-based business instead of a purpose-based self-employed or employment job. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May your son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I